Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and a history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, October 23rd, 1951. Electors hold meeting. On this day, October 23rd, 1951, readers of the Barbados Advocate learned of a political meeting held by the Barbados Electors Association at St. Patrick's Christ Church the night before. Widely recognized as a conservative party, the Electors Association was contesting the upcoming December 13th general election against the Grantley Adams-led Barbados Labour Party and Winter Crawford's West Indian National Congress Party. Two of the association's Christchurch candidates were Mr. Fred Goddard and Mr. W.W. Rees. Speaking to the large audience assembled, both candidates gave a spirited defense of their stewardship as elected representatives in the House of Assembly over the last 3 years. Mr. Rees informed the crowd that he and Mr. Goddard had supported the extension of the Barbados scholarship from 1 to 5 because they believed that every citizen, no matter how humble their origin, was entitled to the blessing of an education. He also stated that they had also supported the measure to increase old age pensions and to reduce the pensionable age from 70 to 68, and were working towards further reducing the retirement age to 65. Mr. Goddard added that he and Mr. Rees were able to get 10 standpipes erected in the constituency in 1 year, and had piloted the improvement of tenantry roads as well as other progressive initiatives. He refuted claims that the representatives of the parish had done nothing to benefit the people of Christchurch, and noted that he and Mr. Rees had supported all of the social legislation brought before the House, and with the continued support of the people, would represent their interests faithfully. When the results in the double member constituency of Christchurch were announced on election night, Mr. Fred Goddard was re-elected, while Mr. Rees was defeated by Mr. Cuthbert Edwy Talmon of the Barbados Labour Party. The Electors Association, having fielded 18 candidates in the election, gained 4 seats and 29.8% of the votes in an election won by the Barbados Labour Party with 15 seats and 54.5% of the votes. On this day, October 23rd, 1951, Barbadians read in the Advocate that electioneering had begun in earnest in St. Patrick's Christ Church for the December 13th general election, the first to be held under universal adult suffrage.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.